We move now from the River Valley to Carroll County for another history lesson on some other colorful characters.
It's become a Halloween tradition for Carroll County residents to stroll after dark in Eureka Springs' Silent City, the town's ancient cemetery. There, they are met by chaperones shrouded in Victorian garb, who guide them to graves upon which stand apparitions of long-dead citizens telling tales. In this fifth autumnal season brings a musical theme. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich provides this preview.
Voices from Eureka's Silent City Cemetery Tour is researched by native June Westfall along with Mary Jean Sell, who writes the script.
June comes up with a list of 12 or 13 names, and we talk about them and who they were and what they did, and then we go out to the cemetery to see if they really are buried close together, because we want the walking tour to take just under an hour if possible. And then from there, we just choose the characters we like the best, and then June and I get together, and she tells me stories about these people, and I go through the files at the Eureka Springs Historical Museum and other places where such information is hidden away.
The couple script characters from the record in their own words or create dialogue. Previous themes have dwelled on the founding of the resort Victorian town. Last year, the troops staged a sesquicentennial program of the Civil War era, with special grant funding. But this year they chose an era when Eureka had all but collapsed.
The 1930s and 40s, between the two Great World Wars, which actually for Eureka Springs was a very low time. There were not a lot of tourists in those days, and Eureka was just kind of pedaling along, trying its best to survive.
Mountain music has always lifted the spirits of Eureka Springs residents since the village was first founded in the 1880s. And one locally historic fiddler, John Wynn, had moved to Eureka Springs in the early 1900s to farm, was always available to play for barn dances, pie suppers, building raisings, and shiveries, a traditional discordant mock serenade to newlyweds. John Wynn is buried in the cemetery's Potter's Field in an unmarked grave and is being performed by Eureka resident Terry Miller, who recollects one very rowdy shivery.
You wait till the lights are out and the boys all come up to the house, you see, and they get all pots and pans and they're hooping and hollering and howling at the moon if there is a moon, you see. Groom, he gets up, turns on the lights, opens the door, what is going on out here? And a couple of boys grab him, throw him up on the beam. What is going on? And they're a little wrestling, a lot of laughing, and they head off down through town, you see. Well, then the bride, she comes out, what's going on? And they grab her, but they don't put her on the beam. They put her in a buggy, it's a wheelbarrow, and they go tracing after the groom. Well, anyway, they come on down Armstrong, and they make a right, and they head right for
Caleb
Springs, which just so happens has the biggest trough in town, and it'll fit a groom perfectly. You guessed it. They come a-flying down that hill with a groom on top of that beam, and they stop short and throw him in head first. He comes up a-laughing and gasping for air. Everybody's having a good time. Meanwhile, here comes the bride. Stop, stop, don't throw me in. She's a-yelling and a-screaming, and we're just, by this time, half the town's with us, you see. And so they stop just short. They don't throw her in because she's a lady. They help her out, see. Well, the ladies and the kids supposed to get candy treats, you see, and then the men, they all get cigars from the bride and the groom. And it's a tradition, you see, and they figure if the young couple can make it through the shivery, that their marriage will last, and by golly, it has.
Townspeople and tourists still flock to Basin Spring Park Bandshell to enjoy live music and dancing. But when Eureka Springs Mayor Claude Fuller performed in the Silent City production by CAPC Director Mike Maloney, built a downtown city auditorium in the late 1920s, the structure revived the town. Here's Mary Jean Sell.
Of course, one of our star characters, you know, every year we have at least one character that's not buried here. And this year it is John Philip Sousa, the March King. He brought his marine band to Eureka Springs in September of 1929 to do two concerts to open the city auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
5 years after the auditorium was built, townspeople decided to host their very first Ozark Folk Festival. That original festival is now in its 66th year. Plus, the city auditorium has staged hundreds of local play productions, school events, and lots of big acts over the years, including Ray Charles, John Prine, Alison Krauss, Emmy Lou Harris, Bill Cosby came, Bela Fleck, Willie Nelson, of course, and Doc Watson. Carroll County resident Joe Parkhill likely performed at the auditorium on numerous occasions as a drummer for his own local three-piece band. But Parkhill, nephew of Claude Fuller, is best known as a longtime proprietor of the Basin Park Hotel. Back in the day, here is Joe performed by local school teacher and writer Jake Allen.
Well, hello, I'm Joe Parkhill.
Who might you be?
Welcome to Eureka Springs. You know, while you're here, young lady, we have a lot of things available to you. We can boat on Lake Lucerne. Oh, that is, you can boat on Lake Lucerne. We could do horseback rides, tramping through the hills on our on foot, or a ride in our tally-ho wagon. And if you had a man folk with you, did you bring your fella? Okay, well, for him, we can go to the hotel, and we've got rooms reserved for playing cards and, well, maybe a little gambling equipment. So we've got a package deal for about $5 a night. You coming down to the Basin Park Hotel, and we can arrange horseback riding for a nominal fee, boating on Lake Lucerne, the whole family, one low cost for all your entertainment.
Also appearing in the Silent City will be Austrian-born Augusta and Adolf Kuckler, performed by Joni Kratzer and Jim White. Adolf was a classically trained zither player, and he played at all the Ozark folk festivals.
And I came here to the States around 1900 or so, and my wife and I, we moved here to Eureka Springs around 1949. And I also play the zither, and we have a small store here in Eureka Springs on South Main Street, where we sell instruments and music and also zithers, and I make repairs from them. And this is my good Frau.
We live upstairs. It is such a little house, but it is all we could afford when we moved here. Papa was invited to play the zither and sing on the television show Name That Tune, and we were able to go to New York City to be on the television show.
And I won $15,000.
He didn't win the top prize of $25,000.
You think I haven't heard the end of that?
A host of other characters will also appear, sharing their tales on how they endured the Great Depression in Eureka Springs. Last year, 1,000 visitors took the Silent City Cemetery tour, some arriving at dusk, and the braver ones coming after dark. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The fifth annual Voices from Eureka's Silent City Cemetery Tour is set for October 18th and 19th, as well as October 25th and 26th. Tours start at 5:30 p.m. and continue every 20 minutes thereafter until 8:30. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. To reserve a ticket, you can visit EurekaSpringsHistoricalMuseum.org, or you can purchase tickets at the gate. You can also call 479-253-9417, and all proceeds will benefit Eureka Springs History Museum.